Good morning. Some students microscopically joined together the head of a wasp, the torso of a grasshopper, the wings of a bee, and the legs of a beetle. They presented it to their biology teacher. "What is this?" He didn't miss a beat. "That is a humbug." We need to watch out for millennialistic humbugs, recognizing that the scriptural millennium is now. If we simply take different parts of scripture and artificially bond them together like the millennialists do, that's not Bible interpretation. That's humbug speculation. Millennialists graph together their supposed great tribulation and the rapture along with multiple resurrections and returns of Christ to get their humbug. And then they glue on the tabernacle of David, beating swords into plowshares, all nations flowing onto Jerusalem and the wolf lying down with the lamb, and get a monster humbug. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 tells us that the focus of all scripture is Christ and Him crucified. And yet millennialism is looking for a physical earthly kingdom with its pleasures. You know, that's the exact error which led the Jews to reject Jesus and His cross. And it's a warning to us, isn't it? Because how often don't the pleasures of this life turn our focus away from Christ crucified? And yet Hebrews 12 tells us that we have come to Mount Zion when we see Jesus as our Savior. He gives us perfect peace, the forgiveness of all your sins, in His blood. So every claim of a literal millennium, a literal thousand-year golden age of peace on this earth with the believers ruling the world before Judgment Day, is a humbug. The scriptural millennium is now. Believing in Jesus. Revelation chapter 20, verses 1 to 3. "Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold of the dragon, that serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. And he cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal on him so that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years were finished. But after these things, he must be released for a little while." Someone once responded to these verses saying, "If Satan is bound, he must be on a really long tether." Exactly. Notice the binding of Satan is defined not as a cessation of activity, but as a not being able to deceive the nations. Being restrained from holding entire nations in darkness, blinding their minds. Jesus tells us exactly when the binding of Satan occurred. John chapter 12. "Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world is cast out, if I am lifted up." Speaking of his death on the cross. So here the royal edict of Jesus. It is finished. Sin's payment is finished. Satan's power over God's people is finished. And so the 1,000 years represents the complete time from the death of Jesus on the cross till the end of the world, a time that God alone knows, as Jesus told us, Matthew 25, "Watch therefore, For you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man returns. Satan, in all of his fourfold activity, devouring dragon, deceptive serpent, accusing devil, satanic enemy, is raging to get each one of us. One thing can bind him: the blood of the Lamb. Every trick to turn our focus away from that blood of the Lamb is a satanic humbug. The scriptural millennium is now. Believing Jesus died for my sins. Revelation 20, verses 4 to 6. And I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. And I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead did not live until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over such, the second death has no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. But what is the first resurrection? Lest any of us misunderstand, notice how verse 5 immediately points out that it is not talking about the general resurrection at the end of the world. The rest of the dead did not live. John's Gospel, chapter 5, explains the first resurrection. He who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life, and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life. Yes, our souls, by nature dead in sin, have been raised to live with Jesus in that first resurrection now. His blood has made you kings and priests unto your Father. Jesus warned that on this sinful earth, we must, through much tribulation, enter the kingdom of God. Satan's raging will grow more fierce, and we must fight for the faith. But he has also promised that clinging to him, we will rule with him now as well as eternally. Using Jesus' word to convict sin, foremost in myself, is exercising judgment with Christ. Witnessing the truth, even unto death, is living with Christ. Praying for others, even the ones that sin against us, is reigning with Christ. Everything else is humbug. The scriptural millennium is now, living and reigning with Christ. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 481, stanzas 1 and 4.